Hello, gorgeous people, and welcome back to Genesis C'est Quoi, the podcast where we explore that intangible something that makes life, art, people, and, well, everything. I'm your host, Chelsea Erickson. Before we dive into today's topic, I want to share a piece of my heart. If you've been following me for a while now, you'll know that the last few years have been a deep healing journey, and I mention it a lot because it brought me here. A massive catalyst for that healing, and dare I say, the light bulb moment that changed the trajectory of my life, at the risk of sounding dramatic, was finally understanding the power of neuroscience. I know what you're thinking, Chelsea. What business do you have explaining neuroscience to us? That's fair. But as I've said before, I've spent way too long feeling stuck in my reactions, blaming my past, or outside factors. I thought I was just wired to be anxious or self-protective. A lot of research was required in this process to get where I'm at now. Honestly, learning that we actually have the ability to retrain our mindsets gave me the permission I needed to start rewriting my own story. And I did it. Sharing these stories of change with you all is so important to me because I want you to know that the mindset you have as it is today doesn't have to define you. So with that being said, I really want to talk about the cool person trap. The idea that the one who cares less wins. I've heard this phrase used so many times in my life, and sadly, I've also used it a few times as well. To walk through this together today, we're going to use the study called the Beautiful Mess Theory to prove why being the person who cares more is actually the way to win at life. So let's break down this beautiful mess theory, and we'll start with a little bit of science. We'll just get a little sciencey. Researchers Anna Brooke, Sabine Scholl, and Herbert Bless at the University of Mannheim published a series of studies on what they called the beautiful mess effect. For the study, they conducted 7 different experiments where they asked participants to evaluate different scenarios involving vulnerability. For example, imagine you have to be the first to say, "I love you," sing and dance in front of a giant crowd, or you have to admit to a big screw-up at work. The findings were kind of mind-blowing. When the participants acting out these scenarios described themselves, they described themselves as vulnerable. They were recorded as being anxious, feeling stupid, and in general perceived themselves as a mess. You see, in those moments of actually doing the action, our brains focus on the concrete details, the sweating palms, the potential for a no, or the social awkwardness. We perceive our vulnerability as a sign of weakness or inadequacy. However, the participants who were observing the vulnerable action perceived the same situation in a completely different way. They didn't see a mess at all. They reported thinking how courageous the other participants were, how brave they were, and how they hoped to be like them. Our brains in that moment will look at the abstract meaning of the act from the outside. We see a person who's authentic, brave, and deeply human. This is a massive psychological mismatch. We are terrified of being messy, but the mess is actually the very thing that makes people want to connect with us. The research proves that we judge ourselves far more harshly than the world ever will. I have to share a story of my own life where I completely failed this test. So a few years ago, I met this girl I really, really wanted to be friends with. I just thought she was the coolest chick. We finally made plans to get together, and I went all out for hosting her family. I planned a whole night from A to Z, feeling excited and honestly pretty vulnerable because, again, I wanted her to like me. But as the date got close, she had to cancel. She was honest. She had a lot of life going on at the time. And I mean, life happens, right? But to me, in a darker time and in a place where I didn't feel very secure, instead of hearing her honesty, I sunk into the lie I told myself that her cancellation defined my value. I thought, okay, I'm not good enough for her time. So I went into protection mode. I went into care less mode. I also took some really bad advice from people who told me to play it cool and don't let her see me care. I cringe saying what I'm about to say, but I ghosted her. It's so embarrassing to admit now, but I was so afraid of being the person who cared more that I chose to disappear instead of being real or getting out of my own way. As I learned these valuable lessons, changed my mindset, and started understanding neuroscience, that unhealed moment of protection, along with more than I'd like to admit many others, kept coming to mind. And I realized that protection was actually a prison. I had to do the vulnerable and brave thing. I reached out and apologized for my actions. I told her exactly why I pulled away and what I was feeling. It was hard to put myself out there, not knowing what the response would be, and honestly, I treated her poorly. So she owed me zero grace. But I did it anyways. I'm so glad I did. That moment, along with so many other do-overs I've taken to change my mindset and life, have brought me to some of the best moments and some of the best people, including her, who I now look forward to hanging out with pretty regularly. But without owning my mess and putting it out there, I would have missed out on one of my favorite new friendships today. So let's talk about why caring more actually rewires your brain. When we care less to protect ourselves, we are not winning. We're just building a lonely shelf for our lonely first place trophies that aren't real. And from a neuroscience perspective, caring less is a defense mechanism controlled by your brain's protection alarm system, your amygdala. When you choose to be vulnerable, instead you're engaging that prefrontal cortex, aka the CEO of your brain, that boss. Vulnerability leads to self-love. When you stop hiding your mess, you signal to your nervous system that you are safe, even when you aren't perfect. Talk about a relief. And that relief actually lowers your cortisol, that stress hormone. It leads to long-term bravery too. Every time you reach out first, do something you're afraid of, or in my specific case, apologize and eat crow, you're creating a courage loop in your brain. You're proving to yourself that you can handle the vulnerability hangover and come out stronger on the other side. Connection equals survival. Our brains are wired for social connection. When you're real, you release oxytocin, which literally repairs the heart and lowers blood pressure. Like, does it get better than that? Being the one who cares more actually makes you physically and mentally healthier. The takeaway from today is this: your performative perfection is a wall, but your mess can be a door. Stop trying to win by caring less. The real winner is the person who is brave enough to be seen, the person who's willing to push past everything in their mind that says vulnerability isn't safe, the person who's willing to say the thing, take the action, or even admit they're struggling. And as someone who's spent so much of her life struggling alone, I truly know how vulnerable that is. But that is where your true strength and your je ne sais quoi truly lives. Unlearning those lies I told myself has taught me something I'll never forget. I didn't need to fight or convince others of my worthiness, of my friendship, or my love. I just needed to love myself and be vulnerable about where I was at. And all of it started the moment I let myself be a mess. So if you're up for it, here's my challenge for you this week. Think of one messy thing that you've been hiding or hiding from. Think of the way you cheer for a friend doing something amazing. Then do it for yourself. Do the something that feels new or scary. Own the mess that comes along with that bravery. Own it so loudly and so bold that you inspire your future self and those around you. You're going to love how it feels. And most importantly, you deserve to love yourself and be loved by others exactly as the beautiful mess that you are. You guys, thank you so much for listening, for trusting me with your time, and thanks for being here as I share my own vulnerable mess. It can be hard, but it helps to know I'm not alone. If this story or information helped you today, share the episode. Maybe there's someone else in your life who's currently in their own protection mode. Let's help them find their door too. Also, let's connect. I want to hear your beautiful mess stories. Tag me on Instagram at je ne sais quoi. Let's celebrate those courageous, messy actions and wins. I mean, we are in this together. We'll see you in the next video.